Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal.
Welcome to episode 263. And we're getting up there.
Yeah. That's a lot of fucking episodes.
Yes.
I was looking at that the other day when I was posting the highlights. And you know, it's like highlights from episode 262. And I was like, God damn.
And that's not including the Patreon episodes. I wish we kept a number. Yeah, I wish we kept a number on that because there's like over 100 over there, I'm sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of talking. A
lot of yapping.
Business revealing.
Yes, yes.
A lot.
Are you bruised?
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit, huh? Mm-hmm. I just noticed it right now and I was like, oh.
All right here.
Yeah.
I got a little fucking Botox and have her fixed right here with some filler because it was bugging me.
I got Botox the other day and I wanted some more lip filler, but they were like, nope.
Really?
Not yet. No. Because, you know, I had migration bad. And
they
so,
want to do it properly.
Well, I have a little bit of movement already. And so they're like, you need to wait longer and just see because it's still too soon and you don't want it to move more than it already has a little bit so far on one side more than the other, whatever. So don't want to mess anything up. And they're small, so I'm fine.
Like, yeah, no, they look hella good.
Thank you. I was just hoping to get a little bit while I was there, but
I know
my dreams were shot down quickly.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking reasonable.
Yeah.
They're pretty knowledgeable. I appreciate it. I love them.
Yes.
They're great. I dissolved my lips at the end of August.
I was going to ask you, are you still going to do it?
I am. Yeah. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Because I want to get my chin shadow, some filler put in here just for my own reasons. But I was thinking about doing it the other day, but I'm like, if we're dissolving my lips in a month, that's stupid because it could possibly dissolve this, waste, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, end of August.
Okay.
I'm so fucking scared to see myself with my lips dissolved. I'm going to look like Aunt Weeby having things.
It's not that bad. You know, when I did it, I was so scared. And then I started taking selfies. And then, like, the way that I got used to it so quick, I was okay. It didn't freak me out.
I'll be in fucking hiding. So just know.
Also, the migration that I had was fucking up so much other shit with the way my mouth was sitting that went away. Like, all this weird dimpling
like
I had.
I have this up here on both of them.
All that will be gone. Like, so you'll actually probably like it a lot better. Like, once that's down.
Yeah, I'm excited to like do them from scratch.
Yeah. It'll look good.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So
I'm really happy with our new injectors that we have.
For sure.
They the other one there, not the main one that I booked with, but you know, the other one, told me that they came in and I don't know if we reposted them or what, but they mentioned that they listened to the show. And they were telling her that they love it and they've been listening for a long time and we're funny. And I was like, I love that so much.
That's
so nice to hear.
And I love them. But when I went, this is funny. I went to pay and then I was going to tip her. And she was like, oh, no, Pat tipped me so well. Yesterday she was like, that's for both of you. And I was like, no, no, no. I was like, you better take this
I'll
money.
I'll ball it up and throw it and run.
I surely did put it behind the computer and leave. Like, nope.
Yeah, don't play with me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Take the fucking
just take
tip.
It. I know. I guess they're not supposed to because it's a medical thing. And like, you know, I've read online before that like you're not really supposed to.
Really?
Yeah. For those kind of beauty treatments. But I still, you know, I appreciate
the expertise
and the corrections and the level of help and the quality of service. And
dude,
I haven't had to get a correction, which is unheard of. So.
No, for real.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. So I'm going
to
tip.
I appreciate not having to go back 3 times in 2 weeks.
For one treatment. To correct it. Yeah, it's really nice. It's really refreshing.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of my week was going to do that.
Yeah, that was nice. I'm excited for it to kick in. It didn't kick in yet. That's another thing. When I used to get Botox, I would get it like a severe headache the day of and like even the day after. And I didn't get that this time. I woke up today with a little bit of a headache, but I went like Monday.
I went in with a headache.
Or maybe not Monday, but one of them days. Tuesday.
I went in with a headache. So yeah. I already had a headache for two fucking days when I went.
Yeah.
So that was the use.
Happy birthday, Jimbo.
Happy birthday, Jimbo.
Tracked his ass down because, you know, I was trying to get a hold of him since Father's Day.
Really?
Yeah. And his phone was like not on on Father's Day. And then I tried to text him and I got this automated message that said something about blocking is on. And I'm like, did this motherfucker block me? And then I knew he had like a backup number. So I just hit both of those and then they were going straight to voicemail today. Anyway, I never heard back from him Father's Day. So I reached out to my aunt and she was like, yeah, I just had coffee with him a little while ago. He's good. You know, I'll tell him to hit you. And she said she had showed him my hair and showed him my glasses today on Instagram. And he said, oh, she's cute. She looks cute. And so he called me and I was like, I've been trying to reach you. Like, where you been? And, we talked and he sounds good. He sounds happy and he sounds good. He said it's hella hot up there.
I bet.
They're up in Mendocino County, like in the mountains. And yeah, we were just talking and stuff and it was really nice. And I was like, you know, me and the kids will take a ride and just make a little day trip of it and come see you and have lunch out there. And then, you know, come
that'll
back.
Be fun.
Yeah, you know, he's getting up there. We all are. And you know, I want to see him and I haven't seen him in a while. He didn't even know that I wasn't talking to my mom. Of course, he asked.
He's all
about
fuck
her.
That bitch.
No, he didn't. You know,
I know
he
he's
loves
in love
my
with
fucking
her.
Mom. Yeah. So, but he had asked me, of course, how is she? Which is always like number one question. And
he's like, I don't really care about you. Tell me about your mom.
I was like, I actually haven't talked to her in like 2 years. And he was like, what? And I told him I heard she's doing good. Like the kids are still in touch with her and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of separated myself from right now. And then I tried to kind of get him on my side. I was like, I really can't stand her fucking husband. Like it's just been an ongoing problem with him and his influence on her. And just like since I was a kid, I'm just fed up. And I thought he would agree. But no, he goes into, well, you know, if you need to take some time and regroup and like, you know, sometimes times heal.
Who's
things.
This guy?
Who the fuck is this?
Who's yes. this fucking
Who's this old
calm,
peaceful man?
Rational man.
Yes. So he's like, just give it some time and, you know, time heals things.
We want
and
the Jimbo that's
better.
Like, I'll slice his throat.
I'll go right now and fuck him up.
Give me the fucking address.
Yes. None of that.
He's like, I'm feeding deer
and
now.
And I totally tried to get
goad
that
him
react.
Into it. You're a terrible bitch.
And it didn't work. And I was like looking at the phone like, fuck,
fuck
this,
you,
that ain't
Jimbo.
What I want to do. I wouldn't even have brought it up. Like, that's not the reaction I wanted.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And he was like, just give it a little time and it'll, you know, things will work out and you'll talk to her again. No, you just want updates.
Right.
I'm not fucking.
He's like, make nice with your mom so I can hear about her tits.
What the fuck?
Fuck.
He needs to fucking go kill her husband.
No, for real. What the fuck? God damn, that's hella funny.
It was nice talking to him, though.
I'm glad. That makes me happy. I'm always happy when you talk to
he
your
was
dad.
Like he told me to Gina told me that Jamie wants to talk to me too. That's the one who he ain't talked to in years because he
stole
her
computer
on Thanksgiving. Yes. And I said, really? Because she's mean. And I was like shocked. And I said, that's really good. I said, you should talk to her. Call her. And he goes, yeah, like I thought I was calling her right now, but I got you. And I was like, well, call her. When we get off the phone, call her.
Damn.
So, you know, maybe she's kind of softened up. Like he said, time, you know, heals things.
Old age. And when you start losing people,
Yeah, for sure.
It makes you rethink stuff.
It made me happy, though. I hope he wasn't confused and she really did want to talk to him. I hope she didn't just, like, ask about him or something.
He's like, she invited me over. I'm on my way over.
I know. Could you imagine?
Oh my God.
It wouldn't have went that far, but.
Oh, that would be funny.
Yeah. It was very nice talking to him though. Cause I was worried when I couldn't reach him.
Yeah.
I started thinking all kind of shit. My brain. I was like, he's dead in the woods. My aunt is paying his phone bill. So she's not charged with murder.
She's cashing his
checks. She's kind of blowing me off. Like, yeah, I had coffee with him. He's fine. He's really dead. He's decomposed by now. There's worms in his eyes.
She's getting his mail.
My brain just took off. And that's, yep. I was like, that's why he's fucking dead. She just didn't want to deal with the police. But no, he's alive.
I'm glad he's alive. Yes. So glad he's alive.
Yeah, it's a nice little talk. And he was talking to me about the kids for a long time and stuff. And he remembered P's real name. And
wow. Yeah.
Yep. Couldn't believe she's about to be four. It was a good talk. We were on the phone for a minute.
Great.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
That makes me happy.
Me too. It's been a rough week, I will say. Stinker's poor leg. So he might need surgery. I'm just mentally preparing myself for that.
Yeah, just do it.
That's how it's looking right now. And we're kind of in a catch 22. It's like a weird situation. So he injured himself like a year ago. He like turned to run or something and like twisted his knee and fractured it. And this was like a good year ago, and they had it in a like a brace, and he was on crutches for a minute, and then like it slowly got better. He never followed up with an orthopedic doctor like he was supposed to. He never got it rechecked. Mm. And so he told me that he never fully regained use of his knee. He couldn't run. He still couldn't run. He still couldn't turn.
Now he's going to be with a walker way. Like Carolyn.
Right. Got to get him some tennis balls.
Yeah.
So he never got full use of his leg again. And then the other day, he didn't fall or anything. He just woke up. And he was at my house that night, and he slept on my couch. And he got up, and he was, like, calling me. He couldn't extend his leg. Like, it would stop, like, right there. It wouldn't go no straighter than that. And he was like, it feels like it needs to pop. And I was like, okay, well, maybe that's what it is, because, like, you didn't fall or anything. Maybe it's partially, like, dislocated, because my knees do that. Maybe
I knew a girl that used to be able to slide her kneecap down her shin, girl. Go like
just
this.
Just no ligaments.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, let's go to the hospital. So I took him to the ER, and they did x-rays and ended up doing a CAT scan, and they found several fractures. And so...
And he'd just been having them for a year.
Just for a year, going to work, living life, driving a car with that foot, just, you know...
Fucking around.
Yeah, just whatever. And so... I was like, what the fuck? So they gave him like his x-rays and everything on a CD. And I was like, you have to like follow up with an orthopedic surgeon now. And so we made the appointment. We got up at 6:50 in the morning this morning. I ain't got up that early since like April, May, I think. Whenever Bunny
was
finally done with school, that was like the last time I woke up that early. I wanted to die. I was like nauseous. I was so sick.
Because you probably don't want to sleep at 2 a.m.
No, I went to bed pretty early, actually, but I was hot and I kept waking up. And so it wasn't good sleep. Mm-mm. But we go to the appointment and they're like, this appointment was canceled at 7:30 this morning. No, we never got no text notification, no nothing. What are you talking about? So he was like, let me talk to the doctor and see if they could push you in anywhere. And he's like, they filled the spots, so they can't. So they want you to call the appointment line again and tell them you need an appointment ASAP. So we get home. Do you know they told him like November? And I was like, oh, no, give me the phone. So I get on the phone and I'm like, how did he get an appointment within a day the first time he called? And they're like, cancellations come in all the time. He just got lucky, like call back after the weekend and try to get him another appointment.
Like, he's about to get his leg amputated. Literally. Bitch. Get us in.
And I know how he is. Like, he'll start panicking. So
yes.
He fucking she was able to go in or something and found that. Whoever canceled the appointment gave him another one for like August 9th. Thank God. I was like, okay, let's take that appointment. But in the meantime, we'll also call and try to get a sooner one. Like, I could tell he was going to panic. So sure. I was like, we'll get a sooner one. Don't worry. And she was like, usually if you call right after the weekend, there's some that come up. So just
like 7:30 a.m. call.
Telling me how to do it. Yeah. And I was like, thank you so much, because he's probably going to need surgery. And so he like lost his job that he just got his that he loved, like he just started a job and loved it, lost that, like he's I'm just trying Fuck. To make sure he's not gonna get depressed.
Spiral.
Yeah so I don't know, I think he was gonna leave this weekend,
but this is out of his control.
Yeah and it's not his fault, and I'm just like, we have to make sure it heals right. You know, you can't rush or you're going to have a limp. Like, you're going to be fucked
up. Your later years will be so painful.
Yeah. Yeah. So with this time, we got to stay on it. Oh, that's the other thing. He doesn't have insurance. So then when I'm talking to her, she's like, wasn't even going to make the appointment. So I have to go and like either try to get him on my Medi-Cal case or get him his own started, like emergency Medi-Cal, before that appointment, because like,
and that's always fun.
He has to be able to get booked for whatever they want to do.
And ain't that fucked up? They're like, we're not even booking you without some kind of insurance.
Well, because you need a referral, but because the ER gave him a referral, they did it. And so they were like, we could definitely book this one, but I don't want there to be any problems for future appointments. So just start. It's not a big process to apply for Medi-Cal, especially if he's not working right now. So it's like, it's just a matter of doing it. So
good.
Hopefully I can like pick up papers or, I don't know, call and see if he could be added to my case. But I don't know if he's too old for that. I don't know. So
he's not over 25, is he?
No.
I think you should be. I don't know how Medi-Cal works. Yeah. I know, like,
other
a parent with a with a house Kaiser, your kid can stay on until they're 25.
Okay, well, I'll find out.
Yeah,
it's fucking just one thing after another. It's always fucking something. My God, always.
Every day. Yeah.
The day that we went to the hospital, I was like thinking, oh, here's a day where I don't have to do anything, because I think we recorded the day before. And so I was like, oh, I could just chill today. Maybe I'll paint or something.
I know, it feels good when we don't have to do anything.
No, I had to go to emergency. And then I knew I had to go back and get him because they wouldn't let me in. It was just a nightmare. Just always something. You got to just let it roll off. Just laugh when the shit comes at you. Otherwise, you will lose it.
Your mind.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, when something happens with you or vice versa, they like mirror each other.
I think you went to emergency that day too, didn't you?
Yeah. Why did I go? I can't even fucking remember.
Your client.
Oh my God. That's right.
You were taking your client to the ER the same day. Like, oh, twins.
Like right back.
Twins.
Like literally an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ended up staying with her until 11.
At night. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I feel bad for her.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's just by herself all of a sudden, you know. Uncle died. Her sister died.
Yeah.
She's by herself now. And she's having panic attacks. So she's not even leaving the house anymore.
Oh, no.
And this was spicy fucking go-getter.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I told you, I would come over here anytime you want. Like, fucking stop being hard-headed.
How about it's time for care for you now?
That's like, what she said.
And start getting out of the house or, you know.
That's what she said.
Yeah. You were doing it for your siblings. Like, do it for yourself now.
Yeah. She asked me if I would. Yeah. I was like, absolutely.
Yeah. That would be a good thing.
100%. Oh, my God. I keep avoiding the fucking Kia conversation. But it consumed like such a big part of my fucking week.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up. I was going to just follow your lead on that.
I keep thinking about it. And so maybe if I talk about it, it'll fucking dissipate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was yesterday, right? It was yesterday. Yeah. We had to go back to court for the dude that murdered my friend Kia 20 years ago. So I guess a new bill was passed last year called AB 600. And it's an amendment to a bill called 1172. And basically the point of it is let me put this out. Because so many, we all know that there's racism involved in sentencing and classism and socioeconomic prejudice, things like that when it comes to sentencing people. So Gavin Newsom signed this bill last year that would, anybody who received a sentence of 15 to life, 25 to life, with the possibility of parole, can request a resentencing now.
To ensure that there has been a fair sentencing for everyone.
Across the board.
Yeah.
So if a white man fucking cuts a lady in half, the black man that commits the exact same crime, they have the exact same fucking sentence.
Which I understand. That's a good thing.
It.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
a good thing.
100%, I'm behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've super leftist politics. And in fact, somebody just asked me in my DMs, because I had posted about this, asked me if I believe in reform.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I believe that some people can change. I believe that some people absolutely deserve second chances, you know?
Some.
Not and across the board. And I specified that.
Yeah.
It's not. It's case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
If you're fucking 19 years old and you fucking drink and drive and you make a stupid fucking decision and you fucking kill someone, it's absolutely horrible. You absolutely should go to fucking jail. But I don't believe you're going to be horrible your whole life. You deserve a chance to get out and do better.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. When you kidnap a woman off the street, you drive her a ways away, you rape her, you fucking strangle her. Not only strangle her, but according to the forensic pathologist, it's typically a minute and a half to strangle someone and kill them. Because of the petechial hemorrhaging, how many blood vessels busted in Ashkia's eyes, and the fact that her hyoid bone was snapped in half, he estimated it took about 4 minutes to fucking kill her. So people like that, I absolutely do not believe can change.
Right.
Especially during the first trial, when there was another woman who testified that she was strangled by him until she passed out and urinated on herself. This is a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a good man.
You should be executed.
Exactly. But we're in California. So we go to the resentencing yesterday. The judge made me furious from the beginning because when he talks, he smiles. So he's like this the whole time talking. Why? Is this a fucking quirk?
What is that? Are you being smug or is that like an insecurity thing? Or is it like you just don't control your face? Like, I don't understand.
I couldn't figure it out. So I'm already.
When you're dealing with cases like that, you should be very careful of what you're doing with your expressions.
Yep. So he wasn't physically in the courtroom. They had a huge screen in the courtroom and he was on via Zoom. He had one person in the courtroom on his side.
Uh-huh. Oh, like a family?
Yeah, they were blind. It was like a woman maybe in her early 30s. They were blind because they had to be escorted in.
And that's the only person in his section?
The only person. William and Richard both went. So Ashkia's mom got up and spoke first. And I love Mama Jean, but she speaks from the heart. You know, she's not some eloquent poise speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge really went into how I understand the impact your loved one being murdered had on you guys, but via the justice system, I have to look at priors. I have to look at his behavior while he was in jail. I have to look at, has justice been served? Will he pose a danger to society? Is there remorse? Like, there's all these facets.
Which is totally reasonable. That makes sense. You have to be unbiased, okay?
We get it.
That makes sense.
I 100% get it. When he was originally sentenced, it was for first-degree murder, 25 to life. Ashkia was 24 when she was killed. He's been in there 20 and a half years. So not even 21 years. And he because of this new bill, gets to go up for this. And the judge, the way he was speaking, it was making me very angry. He had mentioned if this had this hearing had taken place a year before, he probably would have granted him release. He said because he's so close to his first parole hearing, which is wild to me because the sentence is 25 to life.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting his first parole hearing at 21 years in.
Which is already like, you've been doing what you're supposed to do. Like, you ain't been going above and beyond what you're supposed to do. Like, you're just doing your sentence, like, planned.
I think maybe he took some, like, GED courses or college courses, something like that, but nothing like anger management or don't rape and murder women classes.
Right.
Nothing.
Right. How to properly apologize classes.
Right.
How to express remorse classes. There were none of that involved.
The whole fucking time, that motherfucker only would look up when the judge was talking. And Ashkia's mom spoke. And then Jaya's, her daughter, spoke. And when she spoke, you know, Jaya Mani's always been very stoic. She doesn't, you don't really know her emotion. So she got up there, and one of the things she had said was, when she's talking to the judge, because we can't address him, we have to address the judge. One of the things she said to him was, he can call his mom. I haven't been able to call my mom in 2 decades. And the whole courtroom was just silent because, fuck, you felt that. And then when that poor baby came to sit back down, she had tears coming down her face. I don't think I've seen Jaya Mani cry since she was, like, fucking 5. And then Jasmine, her niece, spoke. And then Rhonda, her other friend, spoke. Not one time did he look up. Not one time did he express remorse. Not one time did he say, I'm sorry. The judge even held up his fucking file and was like, there's nothing in here regarding remorse, but you guys can talk to the his attorney if you'd like. And all of us were like, what the fuck do
about
we want to talk to this bitch
yeah,
for?
Yeah, that's
what,
defending
if he
him?
Said he felt bad?
That's trying to defend him? No one wants to talk to them.
No, y'all lie. No. It was very long. And I was telling you earlier, it's so crazy because it feels like she was just killed yesterday. And you know, you watch crime shows and people say that and you're like,
mm-hmm.
oh, I get it. But it really does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been crying and so sad. Like I was 20 fucking years ago. And I got up and spoke. And I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, you did.
I broke down like twice. Had to take a minute to breathe. But consensus judgment is he will stay in there until obviously April, his first parole hearing. And then we get to go before the, when he goes before the parole board, they do a 3-hour assessment, which is one of the things the DA brought up was like, why are we considering releasing him when we haven't even done a risk assessment on him?
Right.
There's been no.
I feel like they're jumping the gun a little bit.
That's what,
like,
she said.
They, yeah. What are you doing?
Right. So the good thing about going before the parole board is it's a 3-hour panel where he's asked a million questions. His psyche's evaluated. The family can speak again.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. We have to do it again so soon. And we'll wait and see what happens. Now, the judge did mention, and I emailed the DA today just to get clarification on it. And she kind of pissed me off because she, like, walked around what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I already know what you respond. Like, the shit you responded with, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, answer the meat.
Yeah.
But the judge had said if he's denied parole, he encourages him because you can file as many of these AB 600 hearings as you want.
There's no limit on them?
I don't know. But the judge told him, if you're denied parole, I encourage you to file another one of these. And the judge spoke about dropping his charge to second-degree murder and 15 to life.
That's where my problem comes from.
Me too.
Because why are you doing him a solid? Why are you a violent murderer?
Violent.
Why are you doing him favors? Why are you treating this like a good old boys club? Why are you treating this like you're looking out for him? You want to make sure he knows that you're looking out for him. It's very fucking weird and angering because this wasn't like an accidental killing.
Fuck no.
This wasn't like manslaughter. This wasn't. And if he's already been sentenced, why?
What? And it wasn't second degree murder.
No. So how can you even do that? That's, I don't know enough about the law.
I don't either.
To know, but I do know enough that it's broken and yes. that it's very fucking stupid and that I don't, I told you, if this has taught me anything, it's that I
take your chances fucking killing your assaulter.
That's the better option. Do not try to go through the judicial system is what this teaches me. You will not have any relief. You will not have any outcome that you can be satisfied with. Handle it yourself and then be remorseful after. And then you'll get a little bit of time.
I was like, how many examples have we had where we've been let down?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you, like, goddamn. Can we at least get 24 years in prison? Like,
yeah.
A year for each year of her fucking life?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's so angering. It's so fucking angering. And just watching Mama Jean, you know, tell the judge, like, how is this fair? My baby doesn't get to walk this earth.
No.
Like, why does he get to? And the judge just going into legalities. It just...
Our system is very fucking stupid. God. It makes me think about my sister-in-law who was murdered around the same time. And yeah. by her baby's father, who did like 12 years. And
damn,
he's home. He'd been home.
What?
Been home. Been seen him. Been, he's around. Like, yeah, Ben. And their kid, my nephew, who I love very much, who's very close to Stinkers and around all the time. I just think about him and what he probably feels all the time. And
does
like,
he have a relationship with him?
Yeah. And it's just, it's just so fucked up. And she was murdered. She wasn't murdered like this, but she was murdered.
Right.
And, you know, 12 years. Like,
I also felt like that fucking white judge, and maybe this is just me projecting or being jaded because I know how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
But I really felt like, she's a black prostitute. 20 years. That's
you said they
of
kept calling
time.
Her a prostitute, and that like. Sex workers are not looked at as civilians.
As fucking human.
So, like, that's to be expected, for sure. But then being a black woman on top of it, like, honestly, we might be lucky that he did 20.
And it's honestly. Fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. And I think about her life as, like, this, right? Her sex work was, like, this much of a sliver. Like
yeah.
she was so many fucking other things.
Yeah.
But this is what we're focusing on.
Right. And that's what she's being titled as. And it's just, it's really stupid and it's really insulting, I think. And just, I just hate it for you guys so much. I really fucking hate it. But karma, it, you know, is on time always. And like karma comes and karma handles things. And I know that just from the karma that I've had to pay. You know what I'm saying? Like I truly believe in it. And it may not feel like, you know, this is the right thing right now, but like
right,
the universe will deal with him.
Right.
Absolutely.
One thing I appreciate about when Rhonda spoke, she had mentioned during the first trial, his family was there. There was more at the first one. And his brother cornered a few of the family members in the elevator and was like, you think what my brother did is bad? You ain't seen nothing yet because I do worse.
Are you kidding me?
So it's like they're, and Rhonda has said when speaking to the judge, this is their culture.
Oh, they think that's cute. Oh, okay. Well, I hope the brother wasn't there this time because he's already dead. Mm-mm. That's what
he
I
wasn't
hope.
There. I do.
I hope he's in the dead. Ground. Yeah.
You know, just.
I hope he's somewhere unidentified.
it was a very violent, brutal fucking homicide. So to wrap it up, I do believe in reform, but not for in people cases like that.
No, absolutely not.
Never.
No. Nope. That's not one of those cases.
This shouldn't be a fucking example case of fucking, oh, let's fucking let him out. I really do feel, you know, I said this to the DA, I didn't say it to the judge, I should have, but I would never feel comfortable leaving my daughters around this man.
Your mother,
and
your
I'm a
sister,
gambling woman, no, bitch, and mm-mm. I never would. And I wanted to say no. to the judge, would you leave your daughter with him?
Right.
I bet you wouldn't.
Right.
Your wife?
In the same neighborhood as him?
Walking down the street, yeah. Minding their own business?
A grocery store with him? Would you? Doubt it. Highly
doubt
it.
Fucking doubt it.
No.
Highly. So, it's just been a long fucking week.
Yeah.
So long.
I had to make Pea's a doctor's appointment because she has like these bites all over her face. It's on both sides of her cheeks, arms, legs. Me and Bunny got them on our arms. Mosquitoes have been crazy. I got a hold of one the other day and I killed it and it had hella pea's blood in it. And I was so fucking mad. And I just like, where do y'all hide in the daytime? Where do y'all hide? Like I bought so many different sprays. I've tried so many different natural repellents and remedies and fucking everything you can think of. Anything that can be Googled, I've tried it. And I'm just like, I'm going to take her to the doctor and ask, is there something she can take, a supplement or anything? Or like, what the fuck can I do? Bomb my house? Like, I don't know. Like when we open the door, they have to be coming in when we go in and out the house. But we're so fucked up from these mosquito bites. It's like angering. And like just her waking up crying every day. She has them on her fingers. She has them just everywhere. And she gets these big, hot, swollen welts. And she doesn't like ice packs. But like I'm trying anything I could to fucking just get her relief. Benadryl, Tylenol, Motrin. Yeah, really, yeah. Like all rotating all that. Like, I don't know. She's going to go with her dad this weekend. So hopefully, you know,
the
she gets
Advil
a break.
Or Motrin will help the swelling a little bit.
Yeah.
When Naya was little, even now, when she gets bit, her reaction is Mark too, girl. There
swollen.
Was,
yeah.
One time Mark got bit on his ankle when we were camping, girl, that shit was like this. It was just one mosquito bite.
Oh my God.
There's some people that when they get fucking bit, they have these adverse reactions, and it sounds like poor
Pieces. I have
one.
A knot right here. I don't know if you can see it. I have the big knot right here. I have some under my arm. It just, they itch so bad and they're hot and swollen. It's just,
I'm all
it's
for killing
me.
Mosquitoes. You know,
yes.
I don't kill nothing.
Oh my God, I want to light them on
but
fire. I want to get a blowtorch or hairspray and just fucking use a lighter and set my apartment on fire. They're driving me nuts. I feel so helpless. Every day she wakes up and there's more. And I kill like one a day, but it's so hard to find them.
And I'm they do through. Like certain fucking blood more than others.
Yes, yes. Like, oh my God.
When I don't get bit.
I started putting her in long sleeve pajamas and at night, long sleeve, you know, pants, pajamas, they get her face or her fingers. They're getting anything that is exposed.
You're like, we have to wear a ski mask.
You have to wear a balaclava and fucking gloves to sleep, Peas. I know it's fucking 85 degrees. Just let the fan hit you and you put all this on.
Get in this sleeping bag so I can zip it all the way around.
I'm going to have to get a mosquito net for my bed. Or I'm going to have to...
Like we're in the Philippines.
Yes. Jamaica or something. Yeah. I'm going to have to get that. I'm. So many people have sent me ideas. Thank you so much. There's like a green aloe baby lotion Johnson & Johnson I got. I tried that. I put that on her today. We'll see if that helps. Vanilla extract. No. She smelled like a cookie for like 2 days. She loved it, but they still bit her. That
Fuckers.
Didn't work. Yeah. All these things that I'm reading about online and that people have sent suggestions, it's not helping. So...
What
I don't
about
know.
Citronella? Have you tried it?
I have spray that has DEET. I have spray that doesn't have DEET. I ordered fucking Amazon stickers, bug repellent stickers that you put on the clothes. I put one on her leg. No, They don't care. They do not fucking care. I don't know if I need to ask.
These are fucking super fucking bugs. Yes,
the leasing office, if they could have come spray. Like, I don't know what the fuck else to do because it's so, so bad. And she's just, like, suffering.
Poor baby.
I hate it. It's stressing me the fuck out.
Oh, that made my heart hurt for her.
Somebody told me there's bracelets. And I did see the bracelets when I ordered the stickers. The $15 stickers. I'll try the bracelets next. I'm just, like, ordering anything I can.
Let me ask Charlene because, you know, they go camping a lot.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I don't know if she's allergic or what.
Avon's skin's so soft.
Yeah, that's what another thing.
Growing up.
And I looked that up. I could get that on eBay and Mercari. So
get it.
I'll try that next. Yeah.
We used to get doused in that as kids because, you know, we were always outside. And it helped when we were little.
I'll try that.
I hate the fucking smell. It reminds me of fucking mosquitoes because... We were bathed in it.
It's fucked up.
It has a very, like, distinct, musky, heavy smell.
Yeah. Well, if it keeps her if from works, getting bit, I don't it. Care. Yeah, I'll buy all that shit.
Yeah, poor baby.
Fuck that.
I have a question.
What?
I saw this on a reel earlier.
Hmm.
You know when you go to Catholic church and you go to fucking church and you go up and you get to eat the fucking body of Christ, the fucking
communion
blood. Yeah, uh-huh. The wafer and the wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody had to eat your body, what would yours be? What food and drink?
Iced coffee in a little cup, a little tiny cup.
A shooter.
And maybe a pretzel chip. Or the sourdough brown Chex Mix and iced coffee.
The Rye Crisp.
Vietnamese coffee.
And a Rye Crisp.
Little rye out of the Chex Mix.
Bitch, I said a shot of Full Throttle and a cigarette. Everybody got to take.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it would be. Yep.
That's a good question. This one lady said fucking Dr. Pepper and a Cool Ranch Dorito.
Yeah, yeah.
The answer is
currently mine would be probably that rye thing and the fucking iced coffee for sure.
Definitely.
If you could learn a new skill instantly, what would it be? I knew immediately. I'm mad that you're taking so long.
Really?
For myself, yeah. Yeah, anyway.
You know I get distracted. I'm like, what is going on? A new skill?
Yeah. If you could learn a new skill immediately, what would it be? Come on. None come to mind? I think of like 10.
Well, there's like a million, but I'm trying to think of the one I'd want to learn the most.
Don't piss me off.
Why? What'd you say?
Knitting or crocheting.
Okay, so you know what's funny?
I would make full outfits. Like, could you imagine? So hats, bags, everything. Shoes.
Number one at my list was I know basic sewing. I know fucking.
I can sew.
Embroidery. I can
knit,
sew. I can fix things.
Or crochet.
Mine was going to be more extensive, be fluent in all type sewing. Of sewing, knitting. Fucking all of it.
No, that you can't have all of them.
They're all in a group.
No, they're like cousins. You have to pick one.
They're in a group.
You pick one. So clothing making, like sewing machine.
Clothing, period. So that incorporates all of it.
Not knitting or crocheting. Those are different. So you want to know how to make clothes. Garment making. Okay, that's a good one.
Or my second one would be a fucking auto mechanic.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That might actually be my number one.
My number one would be knitting or crochet. And don't try to tell me how easy it is. Don't tell me you learned from YouTube, all that shit. My brain cannot get it. I've tried.
So I knew how to crochet as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, a friend's mom and Girl Scouts taught me.
That's fucked up.
But I can't remember. And I made, like, a fucking scarf like this.
A little for Barbie. Aw.
I used to do a lot of embroidery as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlene taught me that.
Some exciting news that I'm really happy about is they're opening a Savers in San Pablo. Mm. Savers is a thrift store I would say is probably most closest feeling to Thrift Town to me as far as price-wise and variety. Yeah. I go to the one in Walnut Creek quite a bit. And their prices are
decent.
There's
one in like Vacaville or something too.
Yeah, I've been to that one too.
We went to that one.
Mm-hmm. And they're decent. I do like that. So they're putting one in San Pablo. I'm really excited. I want somebody to work there that I know.
Because there's a good population of older folks.
Yes. And
I want their grandma shit.
And we ain't had Thrift Town in a few years. So you know there's a bunch of shit just waiting to be donated.
I'm on the hunt for an Afghan.
Yeah, that sounds good with a lot of brown in it. What I would love.
I want one so bad.
So I'm super excited about that. And then today I saw our dear friend Leanne Mexikish, excuse me, went and struck gold at EcoThrift.
Really?
Thrifting, got a whole bunch of good shit. And I think she's given this message before. But she did it again. And she said, you know, if you really want to strike gold like this, you have to commit to the lifestyle and you have to go like twice a week. You could go to the same store, but you have to go like twice a week.
Because turnover is so quick.
Yes. And there is enough for everyone to go around. You will get good things, but you can't just go once every fucking 6 months like I be doing and expecting to hit for these great items. So instead of waiting on y'all or Dragon Bunny, who's rushing me every time, I have to just like be a big girl and I'm gonna start going alone, and that's when the real spending problem is gonna happen.
Great.
Because I'm gonna take my fucking time. I'm gonna go through books. I always feel a pressure to leave when I go with one of y'all. Like,
even I don't know why me.
I go with, because remember last time we went, you were like, I don't see anything. You went outside to smoke or whatever.
You know, I'll sit outside for 5 hours smoking.
I don't know. I just feel pressure. Candy makes me feel pressure all the time. I'm just like, I'm just going to go alone, learn to go alone to where I could take my time, go through books, go through all my things that I rush through and just sit and fucking get some good stuff. And with there being one close, a Savers, I'm hoping they'll have gold.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be over by the casino. Like,
because you know there's no Goodwills anymore in this area. Not like Goodwill had hella shit.
There's one.
But we used to have like four.
Yeah. There's one off the Barrett exit that I go to sometimes. Yeah,
that's like the last fucking one.
And it's all right. I found some good stuff there. That's where I went the last time I went. But yeah, I'm excited about this. So it's going to be my new thing.
Where's Pat Savers?
She's thrifting, duh.
Don't you see your car in the parking lot?
Check her location. She's in fucking Savers. She's in Sacramento alone with a coffee.
I have another question for you. This is from another reel, and I thought it was really interesting.
I have a question, too.
If I said to you, so there's a meeting on Wednesday, and if I said to you, the meeting got pushed forward by 2 days, what day would the meeting then be on?
Friday.
That's hella funny because you know what I said?
Tuesday. Monday.
I said Monday. The difference is so you would have an ego-moving perspective, which means you see yourself moving through time, like sitting on a chair, moving through time with time. Mine is a time-moving perspective means you see yourself as stagnant. Time is moving through you. Hmm. Like I'm pulling the chair with a rope through time, which is very true because I don't know if I ever mentioned this. I live in the past in my head.
I do too.
All the time.
Maybe I just miss the past. I'm clinging yes. to the past. I'm constantly trying to
even though there were so many fucked up things.
Yeah, that's my comfort though. I'm constantly trying to revisit the past.
But you know what? It makes sense though because you're a go-getter. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like
what does that have
I'm
to do with the past?
I'm a procrastinator really, really bad. Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about the time moving perspective.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I thought it was just super fucking interesting how
it makes sense. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
The reel was really interesting. I think I saved it. I'll send it to you, but it's super interesting.
Okay.
You guys should go watch it.
What do you think is the most pressing social issue today?
Pick one.
I know. I'm like just surviving, honestly, just surviving. For me, it's money. That's the most pressing social issue, especially where we live. It's just having enough money to survive.
Yes.
Is the most pressing down the back of your neck every fucking day.
Every minute of every day. Yeah. For sure.
That, to me, that's what it is.
And then we can go to fucking racism. We can go into fucking discrimination. We can go, like,
there's so like many.
Fucking,
I know.
Top 10.
I know.
It's so
fucked up. Many.
While we're on kind of this subject, did you see the RNC, the Republican National Convention?
No, I just saw like a screenshot of Kid Rock performing for like 10 people.
Bitch.
I saw the fucking
Hulkster.
The Hulkster ripping his shirt
open. The N-bomb dropping Hulkster.
And I saw, what's that, what are the two, Atlanta or whatever, the Chrisleys. The really? Daughter of the Chrisleys, you know, they're in prison. Her speaking, and Fitz? Everybody's like, duh, these are people. And I heard Amber.
Yes.
They all need help. Like, that's their angle. They all want the help that, like, Kodak Black got, that ASAP Rocky got, that fucking, yeah.
Apparently, she has a pressing money matter that she can get in big trouble for.
The Chrisley daughter wants her parents the fuck out of prison. Hulk, who knows?
Do you remember in like, it's probably like 08, 07, when a recording came out of him dropping
there's many
N-bomb with the hard R
there's
because
many.
Brooke was fucking with a black
dude?
Yes,
but there's many like that. If you search that one, you'll get like five.
I've seen people we know liking the video of Hulk Hogan, and I'm just like,
yeah,
what the fuck? Are y'all dumb?
Yeah, he's been caught up.
That's why Ultimate Warrior beat him up. But
hard R many fucking times. And, hard R. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Ultimate Warrior was a piece of shit, too. But I couldn't believe the amount of people we know liking the video of him tearing his shirt up, Trumpamania. Like,
it's embarrassing.
Do we live in the upside down?
Yes.
Seriously? Because
imagine what other countries are looking at our political process like.
Kid Rock, like, Hulk Hogan, and the Chrisley's daughter are the big fucking three representatives of the RNC. And no,
like, what? What? Up on podiums.
Even better, the motherfuckers with the bandages on their ears.
They were, like, handing them out at the door. What are y'all doing? This is embarrassing. I'm getting fucking embarrassed.
The same crowd that was like, don't wear masks, you sheeple.
Mm-hmm. But they got to represent.
Funny, I never got sick when I was wearing a mask. I've been sick so many fucking times since we quit wearing masks. It's not even funny.
Yeah, true, huh?
Yes, we were never sick.
Yeah.
But that is who is representing the RNC.
It's very embarrassing.
The fucking bandages, bitch, made me want to throw my phone through the window.
This whole country is just like the Democrats, too. It's so fucking embarrassing.
Yes.
Like, what are y'all doing? It's so embarrassing.
When we
like,
talk shit about one side, just know it don't mean we're for the other
absolutely
fucking side.
Absolutely not. It's equal. We're equally embarrassed by the fucking pandering and shit of both sides. And
the kente cloth, the Democrats fucking war, the fucking...
It's so embarrassing. It's just like, where are we? Like, we're the joke of the world. We really are.
Can you imagine being from another country and turning on the fucking TV and this
and
is
that,
you see the Hulkster?
That's our presidential process.
You see Kid Rock
ripping his shirt open. What's happening? What is happening?
You see Donald Trump sleep in the audience, bitch, when his kid's talking.
Yeah. Oh God, it's so bad. It's
oh my
so
God.
Fucking bad.
Guys, after the attempted assassination, the American flag that got tangled up. And they're saying it's a guardian angel. It got tangled in a guardian angel. And that
is insanity.
A guardian angel was looking out
for Trump. Yeah. For the reality TV star criminal that is Trump. That, oh my God.
That's
it's like,
that's who God chose. And you guys want me to believe in your God?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
bitch.
The jokes write themselves.
No.
They do. It's really fucking embarrassing.
Beyond.
Just put me anywhere else. I'll figure it out. Put me somewhere else.
Biden has COVID. Rumor is he might be stepping down. I'm like, great. What are they going to do? Fucking force Kamala in there? Please don't fucking put Hillary.
I don't even want to think about it anymore because I don't know what our options are. It's too late in the game to now be trying to fucking. Yeah, just. I don't see that happening, though.
Like, it's so fucked. And my whole thing is, why don't we as a collective come together and be like,
we need to take some time. Over. We need to take some time with no president and get ourselves together and just promise to be cool. And we'll fucking figure it out in another year or something. Like, let's prepare proper candidates and like
ones that aren't 172
yeah.
years old.
Yeah, yeah. We need to take a minute for ourselves.
No, but
and regroup.
The problem is there's so many people that like worship Donald Trump at this point.
It's scary. It's scary. Yeah.
It's fucking. Because those voting for Biden aren't doing so because they love him.
Some are.
I've seen a few. Mm-hmm. Majority, not because they wear Biden shirts and fucking bumper stickers and you know, something is in my eye and it's killing me. I don't know what the fuck it is. But, yeah, you're right. The blue no matter who crowd are fucking just as annoying.
Just as annoying. So probably don't wax your own legs.
I was going to ask how that went.
If you are OCD or tend to hyperfixate.
Oh, not me.
I did it the other night. Mind you, I never waxed anything before. I never even had my eyebrows waxed.
I can do this.
I've never had any part of my body waxed before. But I was like, one night found it on TikTok and I was like, why not? Like the whole kit is like $35.
Her internet why away. Not?
So I ordered it and then I was like, I need to do it. Like, let's see. This could be life changing. Let's do it.
Good thing you didn't start with your puss.
Only grows like from here to here anyway. Like I don't get it up here. It's very fine. It's not what it used to be. But for some reason I felt like it was hella necessary. So I was like, let's try it. Bunny was scared. Bunny was like, I don't want you to do the wax. I don't like it. She was like going to cry. She was telling me she was scared of it. She saw how hyper fixated I was. And I was doing it for so many hours. She was just like, enough, like put it away. I don't like it. It's hurting you.
Patches.
Well, I can't see. I have a lot of tattoos. I can't see what I'm getting. And like, I still feel it. So I know I didn't get everything, but like my hair is light too now. Like it's not like dark how it used to be. Yeah. So like, and plus it grows in different directions and shit. And then I have ingrowns. It was just like a problem. I only did from the knee down and it took me fucking hours. And I was like, this is stressing me out. It didn't hurt as bad as I thought it would.
So you kept doing it.
So I was like, I have to finish this job. But it was just a pain in my fucking ass to do it. And then now I'm like, it didn't even leave me as smooth as I would have if I shaved. So like, I want to go back to my shaving dolphin skin. Like it
so
didn't.
So now you have to wait.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like hairless still, but like, I don't know. I don't know if it was worth it. No, because it just took so long. So fucking long. And the whole point was to make it like a quick, convenient thing. And I was like, this is not quick or convenient. And I'm scaring peas.
Do you nair?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever naired?
Mm-mm.
I wonder if that works. I think Stevie nared once.
You know, people say that Nair has a new formula that doesn't stink like eggs.
Oh, remember
like,
it smelled so bad when we were young.
And I think there's like better formulas now that would be probably a better idea to try. The waxing thing, though, I'm going to try to do my underarms, which don't
you
really.
You just can't help it, huh?
Yeah, because I want to like, I don't want to buy this for nothing and I can't return
you're
it.
Like please get over here and let me wax your arms.
Let me do your fucking arms and legs. So I'm gonna do my underarms and I'm gonna see, because if I could just, you know, it's easy enough and it's a small enough area that it shouldn't take me hours to do that, right?
I'm not telling you to do it because I know how I am.
Yeah.
And it would
I'm not gonna do my arms because that'll take way too long to try to get everywhere and just a problem. The legs, stressful. But the underarms, it's only an area so small. Like, that should be pretty easy. And then that'll be worth, I don't want to feel like I wasted my money. And that's how I feel right now. Like, I wasted a lot of my fucking time. I feel like I'm in the negative. You, like, they owe me money
for
now.
5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you.
Yep.
And you were like, I got this.
The kit is great. It comes with a lot. It comes with everything you need. A pre-spray, an after spray, a fucking just all these different flavor scented beads to melt. Like, it's
flavors?
Different scents.
Oh.
I want it's not what I thought. I wanted it to like leave me really smooth and be much easier and not take fucking like 5 hours.
Just kidding.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That's so fucking great.
I'll report back after I do my underarms and hopefully that'll be good.
That's fucking great.
Do you have our new patrons?
I do.
That we want to say hi to and thank?
Did you know the ancient Greeks and Romans used urine to wash their clothes? And Romans also made a mixture of goat's milk and urine and used that to whiten their teeth?
Just Europeans in general and their bathing habits and how they have not changed much over the thousands of years. They're still bragging about not bathing their kids every week, about not fucking. It's like not much has changed. How many other populations of people have taught you how to bathe and you don't? You just resist. You don't listen. You don't. You're just the refusal. You being rebellious about being clean. Like, I hate the fucking hygiene standards of the European people. I hate it. I hate it. Of the Caucasus population. I fucking hate it. I shared a video on Twitter today and I was like, it's just disgusting and it's angering and it's fucking, it's another three white people. It's like a podcast or something. This is a new one I haven't seen. The lady's in scrubs. She's like a nurse. And she's like, my kids bathe once a week. If that. And she has like a 10-year-old, a 4-year-old, a fucking, she has like four kids. She's like, I have four kids and I'm not fucking, and we have a pool. And we have a pool. So they're going to that again. If they get in the pool, that counts as a bath. So if once a week, if that, I have four kids. That's what she kept saying. And I'm not going to argue with my kids about something as small as that. If that doesn't scream neglect.
Small?
Your kids shit every day. That's enough reason that they need a bath every day. They poop every day. They don't need a bath every day. Once a week, if that.
I know the way my kids were, and we were outside every day, especially in the summer. We were in the dirt, in the creeks, fucking making mud fucking castles.
She was like, why are they dirty? Why are kids dirty? I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. And the bitch that she's talking to was just like, yeah, yeah. And then the guy that's with them is like, yeah, like, I knew you were gonna say that or whatever. And like laughing, they're all laughing. They're all in agreement about this shit. And I'm like, y'all haven't learned nothing. Nothing. You just a refusal to fucking learn. And you're a medical professional. You're in scrubs. You're a medical provider of some sort.
Like, I get it. There's studies done on it's like bad for baby
you.
Babies.
It's bad for you. They shouldn't bathe anyway. It's bad for them. Bitch, what?
Fine. Your baby's fine. They're not out digging in mud, fucking running through grass that dogs shit on, and then trying to get in fucking bed with you. Because I co-slept until they didn't want to no more.
Yeah.
Ew. We bathed every night. Every night.
Wash rags were used. Okay? Like,
yep.
I don't know a life that didn't include face towels and wash rags and fucking, I don't want to know a life that didn't include that and getting your ass in the motherfucker. I don't, sick or not sick. Like, my grandparents were getting in the bath. They were not skipping baths. I don't care how bad they felt.
Now I'm like, God, did I create a monster? Naya, I've never met anyone that bathes as much as this fucking child. It's literally 2 or 3 times a day. I'm like, Naya, I got to pay the water bill, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking chill.
But I mean, you know, I'd rather that than 2 or 3 times a month.
No.
That would agree. Make me mad. Like, you can't stay with me no more. I'm sorry. You're going to have to live with your other parent or something because you can't stay here and be funky.
No, and I just know, like, especially during summertime, how our lifestyle is, bitch. We be outside in the fucking nature, sweaty.
Even if you're not, if you're hot and if you're shitting every day, I don't care if you're in the house on video games all day. Like, you're, I know your butthole stinks. I know you need to wash it. I'm not trusting you to do a dry wipe or whatever.
Shut up.
How do I know if you're using the wet wipes or not? I don't want to have that talk.
That's so gross.
Go wash that shit every day. Your feet and shit? No, fuck no. And then it's like, then the puberty conversation was coming up. Like, well, I guess for puberty reasons, maybe they should or so. I don't know. But like, fuck that. You should anyway. Like, I'm not saying peas don't skip a day here or there in there. But like, once a week.
That's foul.
That screams neglect. I'm sorry. And that screams
you're lazy.
You're lazy and you're teaching a generation of kids to be nasty that my kids could possibly date. And I don't want that for them. You're gross. Don't raise gross kids for other people's kids to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's selfish and fucking nasty.
Gross. Before we read the patrons, I do want to mention, because I feel like it's very worth mentioning, the ICJ, the Hague.
Oh, yeah.
Did their ruling today and mm-hmm. found that Israel and anybody helping, supplying, in cahoots with Israel, illegal. They are absolutely committing a genocide. It
and
is apartheid.
Illegally settling, illegally stealing land.
The Oslo records being there. Doesn't matter.
No, being there at all is illegal, is what the ruling says. The land has to be returned.
Yep. People need to be allowed to return. Yep.
Reparations have to be paid, like all of that.
And this is the same court that tried the Nazis. So what we're not going to do is say, oh, they were right back then, but they're not right now.
Right. Right. Don't try that. Do not try that.
At all.
Yeah.
So.
Because there's a lot of that. There's a lot of fucking, they think they can get away with whatever. And no, no.
And this is the international court that is made up of countries from all around the fucking world.
Yeah. It's the world court.
But it makes sense because, you know, the representative for the U.S. that kept vetoing ceasefires and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video where she came out?
Yeah.
Like a week ago.
Suddenly
and was like, at election time. So horrible. What's going on in Palestine? La, la, la.
What made you change your tune? Yeah. Because you
bitch,
were the bitch
you knew
with your
the
hand
ruling
the
was
air.
Coming down.
Yeah. And you had your hand in the air not long ago vetoing fucking ceasefire attempts and all kind of shit.
So, again, all you motherfuckers that supported that shit, absolutely.
And any
countries supporting genocide,
supplying support
will be
yeah.
in just as much trouble.
Yeah. They said, you know, it may take some time and all that, but this is huge that it's being declared and recognized
yes.
for what the fuck it is. So,
yes, and I hope fucking it is stopped immediately.
Sooner than later, yeah.
Okay. We have quite a few.
Patrons? Okay.
So we have Kinley, Stevie Bigler, Jay, Gabriella, Jazzy, Lev, Ricky Webster, KJ, Celeste, Angela, Jacqueline, Justine Cooper, Gabby Duncan, Sadie Celine, Mels, Jenna, Leah Pinnell, you can read the last.
Kaylee, Bree, Lucia, CJ the Creep, Claire Washington, Taylor Nicole, Courtney, April Vasquez. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought there was another page. Thank you guys so much. So, so much. Your support is literally keeping the show going
at
this point. So we appreciate you more than you know.
Way
and we
more
have,
than you'll
and
ever
we
know.
Have some good stuff, some more good Patreon content that's coming soon. So stay tuned for that. Is this where the write-ins start?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, hold on. Sorry.
Well, I'm just going through your phone.
It's fine. There's no butthole shots.
I didn't
so
know if
good.
It was like personal messages
no.
or if it was show stuff. So
I don't think there's anything in my phone that you couldn't see.
There is in mine. Can't say the same.
I don't want your fucking starfish
yes,
fucking
you
kiss
do.
Photos,
yes,
bitch.
You do.
No, thank you.
Yes, no, you do, liar.
No fucking thank you. Okay, wait. Sorry. I'll sing.
I was just looking to see if I had something else to say.
So somebody sent one to the website email.
I'll do it. I'll get it because I don't like your fucking method.
Not our regular email, but the one through the website.
Okay. I have one.
Okay.
Hi, Theas. Thank you for reading my update on the family lie. I'll definitely keep y'all updated as soon as anything changes. I'm going to leave that on the back burner for now. The reason why I'm writing in is because I have a story that I'm sure both of y'all will appreciate. My older sister, Tanya, has struggled with her mental health since she was 16 and into her 20s. She was often misdiagnosed by doctors. She'd be in and out of mental hospitals for having episodes. Holidays were the worst for her. By the time she was 23, she was finally diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder. There's this one episode that she had that replays in my head from time to time that makes me shake my head and chuckle. P.S. I asked my sister's permission before sharing with the HD family.
Good job.
It was a school night for me and my sister. For me and my sister was just released from the mental hospital in Vallejo. I was in bed sleeping, minding my own business when I felt a presence. I felt like I was being watched menacingly. The room is hella dark and it's 3 a.m., which made this feeling even scarier. Yes, that's the witching hour. My back is facing the door to the room I was sleeping in, and I decided to turn. I'm still in between sleepy and awake, and holy shit, it's my fucking sister staring at me in the doorway, holding a fucking crucifix that she took off my mother's wall. I would have just laid there and peed the bed. I would have just froze and started peeing.
I would have been like, Richard, what the my fuck God. Are you doing?
She started to speak in tongues.
Oh, no.
It's The Exorcist.
Hello, 911.
She started to speak in tongues, and I'm laying in bed confused as fuck, but mad at the same time because it's 3 a.m. and it's a school night. I wanted to fight her so bad, but I couldn't because of her current mental state, and we lived upstairs. I managed to push her out the doorway. Meanwhile, she was continuing to speak gibberish to me and smack me with the plastic gold praying hand crucifix. At 3 a.m., we're in a fight. Bitch. She had the audacity to tell my mom that she tried to get the devil out of me. That's why I was mad and started to push her. It was 3 a.m. and I'm being hit with a piece of plastic. Long story short, this happened multiple times.
Oh, no. We got to lock her bedroom door.
I'm proud of how far my sister has come. She's on medication that's helped her be where she is now. She told me recently that she's happy she can laugh about some of the outrageous shit she did when she was in a manic state. Sorry this is so long, Theas. I hope you find the hilarity in this as much as we do.
Did.
Yes. Love the show and the HD family and always free Palestine. Free that Palestine. Was good. That was a good one.
That was great.
Jesus Christ.
Could you imagine? Bitch, I would scream for Nona and Grandpa so loud.
And hitting me with the fucking off the wall. No, no.
Hey, 911. Yes. It's your girl.
Come and get this bitch.
Fuck. Oh, there's this God. One. Do you want to?
Yeah.
I think that's more centered toward you.
Okay. Hi, ladies. Need some advice. I used to have a sub that I would do a lot of cocaine and beat up for money. I would punch him, whip him with a variety of weapons, spit and wipe my snot on him. Not only did he match my freak, but he was a good friend outside of the kinky stuff we did. I love this. I never had sex with him because he was old and gross, but he was always really fun. Now I'm in a committed relationship with a man who's not submissive, very vanilla, and doesn't have the furthest clue about this side of me. Anyway, the sub messaged me again recently, and I realized how badly I wanted to beat him up. Is it cheating or wrong to do it without telling my boyfriend? Love you both. So your boyfriend's vanilla. He's not going to understand. He's going to look at it like cheating, probably. I would do it and not tell him.
But if you value and love your, if there's a chance that he'll leave you, that it's up to you. You know your man best. And if you want to keep him, do you care? That's really what
that's what it comes down to.
Because in a normie relationship,
yeah,
it's for sure going to be cheating.
And a lot of times guys don't believe that you're not fucking them and that it could only be this type of activities. And just trying to justify this kind of activities to a vanilla person is so fucking annoying. And I resent having to do it.
Ask your boyfriend if he wants to sit outside the window and watch.
That's just like not your business either, though. You know, I've had boyfriends and I've offered to put them on speaker during my sessions just out of their curiosity, to satisfy their curiosity and whatever. But I thought about it and I was kind of like, I shouldn't have to fucking do that. Yeah, because I respect my sub that enough that like I don't even want to ask to do that. Yeah. So, I don't know.
It depends basically on how much you love. If you want to know
what I would do, I would do it and just not tell them. But that's, you know what consequences could come with that. And do you care enough to risk it? But I'll tell you now, explaining it, they're probably not going to get it. And
you can try. Yeah,
you can try. The end.
I mean, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Tias. I have a serious question for you. I recently fell in love with an amazing person that I love more in more ways than I could ever have imagined.
Ew.
Such a bitch.
Sorry, just kidding. Just kidding.
We are a perfect balance of opposites, and we do believe this is a love that's lasted past lifetimes. Ew. Just kidding. He's about to be 41. I'm almost 30. He had an amazing privileged childhood with healthy parents and multiple healthy relationships. He's always had cushy jobs and run his own business for the last 14 years. I had a traumatic childhood, lived in poverty, homelessness, have zero family or past healthy relationships. I'm a career employee with aspirations to start my own business one day. He's financially stable and loves to assure me that I'll never have to struggle again. We want to spend forever together. Here's the catch. It's always a catch.
I'm like, I love this. I hope this doesn't take a wrong turn.
Here we go. I work for him. I've been working full-time for this organization for almost 9 months before we met, and we had an immediate connection. We work in a field that we are both incredibly passionate about and feel lucky to do, which only adds to the romance. He got a 19-year-old pregnant a few years ago. He seems to like younger women. He found her on a sugar baby website and moved her in with him when COVID started. He believes he's poly, but says his only fantasy is that I find a third for us to fall in love with and have a family with. And until then, we just have some hot threesomes. Threesomes is my idea. He's a big flirt. It only bothers me because of the way it reflects on me in life, business, pleasure. Because of this complicated dynamic, there's not many people I can talk with about it. We just started DBT couples therapy after only 3 months of dating to provide extra help for us when we need it. I have a lot more I could unpack, but I'll leave it here for now. Thank you. Let's start with, he's damn near, 12 years older than you?
Mm-hmm.
He's your boss.
There's a power dynamic.
Abso-fucking-lutely. That's where I was going. Between the age and the boss.
And I'm just not providing that for a man. I'm not fucking doing that. So he could be a king and have multiple. It doesn't sound like you've lived a poly life at all. And it doesn't sound like it's for you. So no. The answer is no.
He has a 19-year-old.
He's fond of young ladies.
There's a pattern.
He likes the power dynamic.
100%. And he's the boss.
He wants to have his way. No.
Agree.
Nope.
Agree. Nope.
And it's like, yeah, it's presented really nice and, you know, you love him and all this shit. You can love someone else and not have to share them. Like, you could love someone else. You know, it would be different if you like, it sounds like you're providing threesomes and shit for him. And
to make him happy.
Yeah, no. It's not. It doesn't sound like it's for you. Even though you
said it's your idea, I'm sure he's the one that said...
to have you warm up to getting a third.
I'm sure it wasn't you who said, let's have hot threesomes together.
Right.
It was probably presented to you. Yeah. And if we're right, please let us know.
Let us know. But this doesn't feel at all like it's for you. So for that reason alone, I say no.
Agree. Mm-mm. The power dynamic alone is something I don't like.
Yeah, I don't either.
So he's the boss at work and at home?
Yeah, no. Nope.
Which there's nothing wrong. And it seems
that he seeks out, even if he's not conscious of it, which I do think he is because he was on a sugar baby website.
For sure.
He is seeking out arrangements or relationships or whatever where he can uphold that power in his personal life as well as professional life.
Yes.
No. Uh-uh.
Nope.
So, girl, yeah, you guys love each other in a past life, whatever. You might have to let that go.
If you're okay with getting your heart broke, go for it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen. 100%.
This feels too much like serving a man, and I'm against that, so.
Yep. It feels like all for you.
Mm-hmm. Because you're the stable, I'll never have to work too hard in my life if I'm with you.
He's selling you a dream.
And provide the things that you want, then life will be easier for me. That's how it's being packaged. Fuck that.
Yes.
Fuck that.
I'll take care of you.
That feels too much like settling. No.
I'll take care of you here. You'll never have to struggle. And for somebody that's had to struggle and that's been through trauma and homelessness and shit, that's a dream. That sounds like fucking the most amazing life. But
to me, it doesn't. To me, it doesn't because I'm not going to do what it takes to maintain that. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to go.
And I've struggled my entire fucking life. But I like having my own money and my own rules and what I'm comfortable with. Yep. And I am not changing that to work less or like, I don't know. To me, that's not a fair trade.
No, I was going to say. Mm-mm. So it sounds amazing, like a dream, like...
So that heaven, part, you might have more comfort, but you're going to have discomfort in another department.
But I'm not doing all that sexually.
No.
Or sharing my husband.
No. Mm-mm.
Nope. Now, we want to know, did he present it to you?
Yeah.
Or was it your idea? Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest and tell us.
Because there was no mention of her being bisexual and wanting a female partner for herself. Mm-mm. Or another male partner for herself.
Makes a difference.
Or another partner, period, for herself. Like, it does, it doesn't sound like it's her want. It's his want. No.
Yes.
Nope.
And
fuck
you're
that girl.
Willing to bend. Yeah. Because everything else seems great.
Don't do it.
Yeah. So, please let us know. And then, hold on, I have this to read. We have a listener whose husband just had a stroke. Two. And they said, I'm asking if you beautiful ladies could please share this. My man had a stroke on the 3rd of July and two more while in the hospital. He's the love of my life. Not only is he super talented tattoo and graffiti artist, but his heart is literally made of gold.
I love it.
There's not a day that goes by that he doesn't tell me how beautiful I am, how lucky he is to have me. He will go out of his way to help anyone and everyone. He's 18 months sober and has helped me get sober as well. He brings me coffee in bed. We slow dance to oldies while he makes me breakfast.
Shut up.
He even washes my hair in the shower and brushes it after. So sweet.
I love it.
He is literally my other half. We have the same fucked up dark humor and love to creep and check out butts on our trips to Target and the gym.
I love it.
So we're having an event at the tattoo shop we work at on Sunday the 28th. The shop is called The Lucky Lotus, located at 2030 Sutterfield Road in Sacramento. There'll be a silent auction and tattoos for special prices. All proceeds will go to help with his stay and hospital bills. Even if we just get a prayer from this, I will more than be grateful.
For sure.
I love him and will continue to fight for him. I love you, Ronnie. And then she had sent another message saying that she hopes he wakes up.
Yeah.
So If you guys are in the area, the Lucky Lotus, the 28th, stop
by.
We
have an event the 27th, right?
Yeah.
If I have energy and want to go on my solo thrift mission or something.
I'll go too. I want to go back to the place I put the cigarette in my purse.
Okay.
Because remember, we didn't get to look at it.
You're right. We were being rushed for many reasons. Not just because they were about to close, but because you almost burnt their business down. We should take a ride. And Miss Melly has my Girl Scout cookies from like fucking, I don't know.
Are there Thin Mints in there?
Yes. Multiple boxes.
I get a roll.
Yes. And they're vegan. Then let's go. You can have a box.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we'll try to make it for sure.
Definitely.
We want to support.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right,
I just had to text Stinkers back. There was an incident with him trying to fight somebody at my house, so we need to wrap it up.
Motherfucker, see what I mean?
On crutches, Maria on crutches, that trying to fight somebody. That is Maria Jr. Yes. So I need to make a phone call.
All right, we love y'all.
We love you. Thank you for your support, your continued support, your shares, your likes, your comments. Please leave us reviews. We haven't got a review in a while.
Please. And check out Patreon if you haven't.
Yes.
And that's it. We love you. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.